What are they saying?
Well, Kathy's here and Anna here both, and they said, I heard a boo. It's going to rain? Is it too cold?
Hey, okay. No, I like it cold.
Now, and I suppose, who's the musician around here?
Well, I'm a cellist.
Okay, so weather, you hate weather, right? Isn't weather and your cello, aren't they arch enemies sometimes?
If you're talking about the wood, but if you're talking about the mood, weather can be part of your expressiveness.
Oh, okay, it can kind of just sort of make it how you interpret it, right? You take the external and put it through the music. Well, we are joined this morning by Kathy Strauss and also Anna Hoffman, who is with us to talk about the Oberlin Conservatory summer camps.
Yep.
So this is a chance for who comes to the summer camps?
People from all over. We have a lot of programs that bring in some high school students who have experience and want to learn more in, for instance, trumpet, piano, voice, organ, electronic music. What am I forgetting? Early music.
Does instrument. This open up because the college students have left for the summer and now you have all this practice area and people willing to share, and this is a kind of a fills the void, I guess?
Correct.
It's a great way to introduce kids who might be interested in studying at the conservatory later, too. It's a little taste of the campus and of dorm life and what it's like in the conservatory facilities, and it's a great introduction for somebody who might just be testing the waters.
So they get to stay here as well for the camp?
They do. They stay in the dormitories and eat at the dining hall and have fun.
What's the routine then? What is the day like for them? What's on their schedule?
Often the routine is, of course, practicing in the morning. You want to get up early. You want to get warmed up, get ready for the day of master classes and technique classes, some ensemble work when the kids will come together and play together, really practice what they have been learning about in the seminars. And then usually at the end of the week, sometimes midweek, they'll do concerts for themselves and for their families toward the end of the week.
You mentioned seminars. What are some of the things that are discussed in those types of seminars?
Different performance practices and...
Well, for the Vocal Academy, I know that the kids will talk about how to live the text. You know, so a lot of times they're singing things in foreign languages. So they have to... You know, they go through, I've seen them in these study groups where they go through and they've got their dictionaries out, you know, the Italian dictionary, and they're translating, okay, what does this mean? Okay, so how do I then deliver that message of this particular music? So that's one of the things, interpreting text for a vocalist is really important. It makes it a more authentic performance. You want to know what you're singing.
One of my favorite early morning things, I get up, I don't mind getting up early, and around 8 o'clock in the morning, Roy will have his trumpet group in, and they have buzzing class, so it sounds like a bunch of ducks in the early morning. I absolutely love it, and they're buzzing. I don't know if I can imitate it. Mm-hmm. Something like that?
Yeah,
I know, it's just hysterical.
So this
I
is
love
sort
that.
Of a technique, obviously, to properly play
exactly.
the trumpet, not to get your lips to make that...
That buzzing
that
noise.
That buzzing noise.
Right,
so
right.
There's a lot of sort of calisthenics that go into it before than just the practicing.
And then another favorite of mine that I'll, when I make my rounds in the morning with the piano festival is we do a group class. So Warner Concert Hall, fantastic large hall, we'll roll in about 4 or 5 different pianos, keyboard to keyboard, and the kids will all coordinate playing. And that's a treat. That is a big treat for them. And you know, learning to work together. Piano is such a solo instrument. To work together and have fun, and it's one of my other favorites.
You mentioned that you get people, kids from all over. Where are they coming from as far as their either abilities or what they are hoping to do with this talent?
These are advanced. These are quite advanced players who are interested in looking at conservatories for college. So, and they come from all over the U.S., Canada. We have, especially for the Cooper competition, kids from all over the world who are coming in.
I imagine somewhere along the way you've come upon some that you thought, wow, I haven't seen this before. This person is really extra special.
I always come across that. Yeah. I am always amazed at the talent of both our kids and our adults who come in the summer and come during the school year. It's a treat. It's a real treat.
And what is your responsibility during all of this?
Well, I affectionately call myself the paper pusher. You know, when people ask me, what do you do? I'm a paper pusher, and I'm also a people pusher. So I do everything there is to coordinate the program, bring in the applications, chat with parents and with students via email or phone, bed lists, picnics, help set up the schedule, of course, the facility
you
scheduling.
You seem to make the one to make it work, to make
correct.
It
correct. Well,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. She's underselling herself right now. She makes this thing tick. Wow. And it's enormous. There are enormous numbers of kids because in each one of the dorms, she's then got student staff who are making sure the kids are getting from point A to point B. They're having fun while they're doing it. She schedules fun activities for them, social gatherings, ultimate frisbee and tap and square, picnics, outings so that they have a little taste of Northeast Ohio. It's an extraordinary feat. I think you work something like, 70 to 80 hours a week during the summertime?
Yeah, I do. It's a pleasure, though. It's a pleasure to make things work very smoothly so that people can enjoy themselves.
You know? Well, that's one thing I suppose. Yeah. Maybe some of these kids have not been away from a while.
Right,
and
right.
So you're not only dealing with just sort of this musical, but it's sort of a life event for them, too. So.
Right, right. And plus, it's lovely to get them together because they're with people who have their same interests, because you're not always around people who are at your level or who have the same interests that you do. So I love to see them come together. It's amazing. When I see them, I always get tissues ready, of course, because even after just a few days together, they make such good friends and, of course, are sad to leave each other. But,
all right. Well, yeah, they continue on after this.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they do. They establish these friendships and, you know, they run into each other at other auditions and then other camps. And this is a way for them to form, you know, their musical friendships. It's really important because you don't see that in your normal public high school that, you know, you're in all year long.
Who are the people that are instructing them? From the conservatory, are they students? Are they graduates? Who do you have usually?
No, these are our faculty,
okay.
And then with some guest faculty who come in with certain programs. It varies a little bit from program to program.
Okay. But no, these are incredibly high quality faculty members, and it does give a student like a legitimate taste of what it would be like to study with that teacher at this conservatory. If they're interested
in coming
here.
So the teacher treats it just like they're dealing with a conservatory student who might be here at Oberlin College.
It's toned down, okay. Of course. You know, every good teacher is going to go to that student's level because you want to inspire them to take the next step. So yeah, it's a cozy existence, but they definitely do open kids' eyes. Like, oh wow, is that what this is about? And those epiphany moments are the things that are so important during those weeks. That's what the teachers hope the kids take away is like, oh my gosh, I could go there with this programming.
Right. Well, it's a little bit of a recruiting going on too, I would assume, for future people to come to the college to get an idea to see.
Yeah,
what it's like.
I think it's definitely treated that way, but it's also real altruistic. You know, the musicians have big hearts, and they want kids to experience these moments. And if it clicks and if it's right, then yeah, come to Oberlin.
Well, talking about experiencing moments, I want to invite everybody in the area to the many summer concerts, most of which are free, to come and just enjoy. If anybody's like me, I have a very hard time sitting still. And I think sometimes people are like, oh, no, I can't go to a classical concert. You know, I just got to sit there and sit still and be quiet. You can always take a break.
Absolutely.
You know, I usually make sure that my seat is by the door. But it's such a treat. It's an absolute treat to come and see a participant recital. Let's say we've got some local high school band players. Oh, my gosh, come to the trumpet participant concert. If somebody loves organ, we've got some organ concerts going on in June.
Yeah.
Early music concerts open to the public. We have chamber music on Saturdays, free, from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. We'll have different chamber groups. Okay, so you sit for one or two, 10 minutes apiece. Take a little break. Go back in. It's very casual.
Any senior recitals going on now, or have those been?
Oh, yeah, we have lots of senior recitals through, let's see, I think May 10th or so, we're going to have senior recitals, junior recitals, student recitals. There's still, and we still have two orchestra concerts left in the conservatory schedule. So if families want to bring their kids, and, you know, if you're interested in the arts or in classical music, you know, and you don't even have kids, come to Finney Chapel. We have two concerto soloists left. One is Joshua Blue, who's a tenor, who's extraordinary. He's going to be going to Juilliard for graduate school next academic year, but he's going to the St. Louis Opera for the summer. And then Chelsea D'Souza is playing the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 2, the hugely famous Warhorse Piano Concerto, and that's on May 6th. So, yeah, in that first week of May, we have two great orchestra concerts to wrap up the year of large ensemble performances.
If people want to find out any of these schedules or any of these, where do they go to get like an events list?
Well, the best way to go is to oberlin.edu/con, C-O-N as in Nancy, so short for conservatory. And then on that landing page, you'll see articles in the center column that sometimes talk about upcoming events, but on the right-hand side, there's our events calendar feed, and every single conservatory event will be right there in that right-hand column. You can click on more, all conservatory events for everything, and that'll take you to everything for the summer, too.
Sounds good. Kathy Strauss, Director of Conservatory Communications, also Anna Hoffman for the summer camps. Thank you for both coming in this morning and sharing some of the details of what's happening here in Oberlin. Appreciate
it. Thank you for having us.